Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If you would, if you'd just bow your heads for just a moment. We're going to pray something today. And I want you just to really think about these words that I'm praying, and you can amen at the end, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this day presenting ourselves filled with your precious Holy Spirit and his power, knowing that we belong to you and we are safe. Thank you for the redemptive work through your written word, through your precious blood of Jesus, and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We exercise the authority and the power you have given us over the enemies of this dear nation and the enemies against justice and liberty outside this land. We proclaim liberty throughout the land. We shout it from the rooftops, from the bridges, from the mountaintops, from the prairies, from the oceans, and from the sky above. This is the word of God. From heaven, we command the foul web of evil over Washington, D.C. to disband in Jesus' name. We send the angel armies of God to control Laird, I'm Scottish, to do a massive work of exposure. We declare and decree that this day no weapon formed against this nation shall prosper. Every hidden thing will be revealed that plots the downfall of this nation. Every person involved will have a divine encounter with you, an opportunity to repent in their heart and to turn from their evil ways, that they may be righteous before Almighty God because of what Jesus Christ has already done for them, and that they would have the true living spirit of Christ living and dwelling on the inside of them. We speak life and peace over this nation. We speak a new day of vision, a new day of accountability to the Word of God, the things of God, the Spirit of God, the gospel message in all your power and your glory. We speak a great harvest of new leadership comes to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We thank you. We will see the greatest mass spiritual awakening ever to come to these shores or rise up from within these shores. We declare and decree liberty rings loud and clear on the earth again as heaven is preparing for the trumpet call that will forever change things on earth. As that day quickly approaches, we will continue to prepare a people to be rapture ready. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray all these things with a grateful heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Who wants to keep praying this? All right. We'll get it to you. Praise the Lord. That's a good prayer. You all, thank you very much. That was wonderful. Praise God. Let's go to John 1:1. John, if you're new to the word, which I don't know if anyone's new here, but if you're helping disciple someone, tell them to read John. Mm-hmm. That would be the first book you should read. I read John yesterday, and then I went out on YouTube and got the movie John. Remember the movie? And it's the Gospel of John, and all it is the word. Mm-hmm. There's nothing added to it. It's just the word.
That's right.
And so, praise the Lord. Is that Roxanne? Hi, Roxanne. How you doing? Good to see you. You look beautiful. Praise the Lord. All right, John 1:1, are you there? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now look at verse 14 there. It says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Woo! Jesus is the word. Yeah. He was the word in the beginning. He's the one where you see creation was happening. That's him. Amen. You're like, oh, I don't get that. Just let it roll over your spirit. You'll get a revelation. Amen. Now, Hebrews 11:3, you don't have to go there. I'll read it to you. But this is just something I want to make a mark on here for a minute. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, right? We understand that. They were made of things that were not seen. Now, they were not visible, but they existed. Because words create things. The Hebrew word for word is the same word as thing.
Right.
Devar means word or it means thing. They're the same thing.
Right.
Because when you have word, it makes the thing.
Right?
Right? Yeah, I know. I'm here with the veterans of the word. Praise the Lord. We always have an offering word because God watches over his word to perform it. So when you're putting your money in the basket or texting in or whatever it is you're doing, we're covering it with words because the word part goes to the spirit. I tell you this all the time. You got to hear it all the time. So, but what happens then is God will hasten to the word that we're speaking over it. I always say the devourer is rebuked, right? And God hastens over that. He hastens over that word. Jesus is what? What's his present day ministry? Anybody know? He is the high priest of our confession, right? So in other words, he manages out what we say. Well, I say, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give back to you. In other words, multiplication happens when you are a giver or when you, the actual act of giving, in the actual act of tithing, you just allowed God to connect to your finance. In the act of giving, you just chose how much you want to get back. Can I just talk straight with y'all? Amen. And so, but God does this because of the word. Remember how bold Jesus was in the wilderness when Satan was tempting him? Remember how bold he was? He just, he was like getting up in Satan's face, you know? He is fearless. What's he doing? He was quoting the word. It is written, it is written, it is said. See, the word prevails in the life of a believer. Do you believe that? The word of God prevails. So not just your words of how blessed you are, how well you are, or how you're doing, and when you make your confessions, that's good. But listen, the word of God cannot return void. So not just, I'm blessed. Now, that is scripture. But just, oh, I'm just doing so well, and I just declare that I'm da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's good. But did you know that the word itself, if you'll quote and confess the word itself, it cannot not produce. It cannot. In fact, we're going to talk about that after the offering. Praise the Lord. So this is what I say today. Lord, we worship you and we honor you with our tithes and our offerings today. We confess this day that we've come into the inheritance which the Lord swore to give us. We're in the land which God has provided for us in Jesus Christ. We're delivered out of the authority of darkness into God's kingdom. We've taken our place as God's child and heir. Thank you, Lord, that the devourer has been rebuked. Thank you, Lord, that the windows of heaven are open and pouring out blessings to us. And as a giver, Lord, we honor you. We worship you with this gift. I confess that God is more than enough. He's able to make all grace abound toward all of us that are confessing it. I have enough and I give to every good work that I'm called to give to. My harvest comes to me. My inheritance comes to me. I'm wearing a mantle of increase. You can say amen if you agree. I'm wearing the blessing. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Lord, I'm a giver, and because I'm a giver, people always give to me. Thank you, Lord, for seed to sow and harvest to reap. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, there's a breeze blowing up here. It is mighty cool up front. Are y'all comfortable? Did you see the floors that they're starting to? They're getting nice, aren't they? So when we get back next Sunday, they'll be all pretty new leathery brown color. Amen. So We're grateful for that. So you still have an opportunity to give. You can give via text message to VCHL and the amount you want to give, 7325. Somebody took the hint. Did y'all see that, how quick that happened? Thank you, John. Click the link, complete your gift. Thank you, Lord. And you can still give to Victory by the Foot. You see it's already working, but we're still collecting because we believe by next Sunday we're going to have all that we need to give to him. You're like, you mean you started that without having enough money? No, I didn't. We do. But we want everyone to have an opportunity to sow. That's why we do these things. I was preaching last Sunday Sunday before at Burt Wimberly's church. And he was talking about how he said, we don't really have to receive an offering after Pastor Roxanne preaches. But think about this. We want to give you the opportunity to get a harvest. That's the point of this thing. You're going to get a harvest off of this floor. For one thing, you're going to be living on it.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. All right. Now, so Jesse's pretty excited about going to the convention. Anybody else?
Yeah.
All right. Danny's not in here to tell me how many times I've been. 37 years. 37 years. So, you know, I was watching Brother Copeland when he was a young man. And he's still a young man. Glory to God in my eyes. And a great prophet. And there's such a great lineup, you guys. Miss Terry Foy is going to preach, and Ha Ha Hankins is going to preach, and Nancy Dufresne. So it's going to be really good, and so it's going to be a blessing. So if you're not coming, you can watch all week. I found out yesterday it's going to be on the Victory Channel. They're not going to do regular programming. They're going to be showing us. So, and you're going to be texting saying, I see you. Everybody does that every year. Praise the Lord. Okay, so but we're preparing. We're going to get immersed. Did you know that you can learn a language? You know, I've been to Cozumel, Mexico 14 times. And when I go down there, I'm hanging around for a little while. I'll start speaking Spanish. I start remembering it. You know, when you go and you get around where that's all they're talking.
Yeah.
I had a little more trouble in Italy. And I really didn't do well in Switzerland. I didn't even, they were talking three languages there. Three. They were talking German, French, and Italian. And I was like, But in Mexico, you get immersed. So Brother Copeland years ago, wanted to know God's will, be in God's will, and be strengthened to do it. And so the Lord showed him that if you'll immerse yourself for 1 week in just like you would in a language, you pick it up and start talking it. So that's why we're all going. We're going to go get immersed in the Word so our faith will rise up. And we're not going out of duty. Amen. We're doing this because we understand the power of the Word of God. So, because church, we know that the Bible is not just a book about God. We know that the book's talking to us all the time. This, years ago, before I was ever in Word of Faith, I read a book called The Bible, Your Friend, and it gave me an understanding. And I was just holding my Bible up to the Lord yesterday, and I said, every answer's in here. Every answer's in here. I said, you know, this won't tell me what man to marry or what, and don't be praying for that. Or you know, what bank to use. But then again, it will.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a way. Yeah. There's a way. This is a book of codes. This is a book of, the Holy Spirit can light up all kinds of things. If you just get past the religion.
Amen.
You got to get past the religion. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, when God sees us in the land of our inheritance, he prepares us with the word. And so when we listen to the word, we focus on the invisible. And when we begin to focus on the invisible, what we haven't seen, then we can do the impossible.
Yes.
When you start seeing what you could do, that song, that last song, that ought to, you don't even have to walk on the floor anymore. You can just walk off the floor there. Amen. You just walk on water. Praise the Lord. But you can, when you get into the word, you begin to see on another level what could be.
Yes.
and you get a picture of it. That Bible is full of pictures.
Yeah.
You'll hear stories this week that you've heard.
Yeah.
Hear them again.
Yeah.
Because those stories are what changed our lives.
True.
You know, back in 1932, I pastored a church out in West Texas. And y'all know who I'm talking about right there. You know how he told his stories. He would answer questions with stories. That's what the Bible does. It'll answer questions with stories.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so you'll hear a lot of stories. You'll hear a lot of word. And I'm believing you're coming out of there debt free.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Yeah.
Healed.
Amen.
And looking at your goals knowing you can accomplish them. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. So go to Isaiah 55:6. The Bible's actually a book about the restoration of the blessing. Did you know that? If Adam had not fallen, the blessing would have just spread all over the Garden of Eden, would have spread all over the earth.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It'd have been everywhere. And then it would have spread on out in the universe. Some people are like, what? Yeah. Yeah, it would have. Amen. But he fell. And so Jesus came. Now, Isaiah 55:6. Are you there? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Now, look, wicked right there. Don't go, yeah, we know who he's talking about. That word is like wicker. It's like twisted.
Yeah.
We all sometimes have some twisted thinking. We're either opposing ourselves, accommodating ourselves, making ourselves believe that that prophetic word we gave meant this, when it may have meant something totally different. Don't mean to step on your toes, but you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah.
Well, maybe I do. But you get that. So, and the unrighteous man, his thoughts. So you have to forsake those things. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now listen to this. My thoughts are not your thoughts. See that? Nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours. My thoughts than yours. So God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He can think better things. He's got a better plan. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return void, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth. Most of us know these verses. It shall not return void, shall not return to me void. Okay? But it shall accomplish what I please. Now listen, and it shall prosper in the thing, you thing you, where I sent it, or into whatever I sent it in. Good ground. That's where he wants to send it. Amen. But it will accomplish what needs to be sent. Now, God's ways and thoughts, then, they're higher than our thoughts. But the good news is he sent his word. Right? Okay. So now we can think like him because he sent his word, right? So you can sow the word of God in your heart and it'll produce higher thinking. Yeah, it will. Now, so it'll produce faith and it'll produce character and it'll produce integrity and it'll build the right things on the inside of you, honor and things like that. Awareness, praise the Lord, order. It'll get you where you want to go. So, number one, you can write this down. The Word of God is the link between the spirit world and the physical world. This is not new to you, but you need to remember this going into these fresh words that you're going to hear. There was only one world until God spoke, and he spoke, and the Spirit, the Word, was spoken. The Spirit was hovering, and it created this world that we live in here right now. You got that right by the scripture I read earlier, actually, in the offering word. Now, so then there were two worlds. There was one, God spoke into being the second one, and words are the link between God and man.
Yeah.
Words are the link. How many people just don't even get that? Words are the link between God and Adam, father and child, creator and created, supplier and demand. He's the supplier, I'm the demand. Oh, sister, you shouldn't be. You would just be out of order demanding things. Not according to Job. Not according to the scripture. God's not touchy about that. If you say, Lord, I believe I receive, I've got to have a car to go to work. He's not like, you just better watch how you're asking me. Watch yourself, little girl.
No.
God's not like that. There is a way to do it. You know, I wouldn't recommend getting smart with it. But just know that you're commanding with words what he has already done. Because he's already given you all things according to the New Testament. So he's got all that supply. Just felt that. He's got all the supply.
Wow.
You just have to go write the check. And you use words to do that.
Amen.
And not just for you. For whoever you're praying for. Whatever's going on. This is not all about you. Amen. You're all about others. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So the thing here is Adam fell, so we lost that link. But Jesus became the link.
Amen.
And here we have that scripture again, John 1:14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So the one who was there with God in the beginning when the Holy Spirit hovered over the deep, okay? The world was tohu vabohu. It was void and without form. Okay. Hovered up the one who was there with Elohim, the creator. It was Jesus. He was the Word. He was the Word. He is the Word. He's the one that brought forth. And then, so that the Word was the link. And then when everything fell, Jesus went ahead and came into the earth and became flesh. And that ought to be a lesson to you right there, that Word will become flesh. Word will become flesh. Man, I feel a strong anointing. Word will become flesh. What about babies? Well, Karina's got the baby in the back, I guess. But, you know, babies go, milk! And somebody gives it to them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Cookie! Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
God's almost the same way, but it's just already there.
Wow.
It's already there. You need to bless him. He's got it for you. See, what the whole religious world doesn't understand is that God wants you blessed.
Yes.
He wants you well. He wants you to have a good bank account.
Yes.
And he's not mean. You know, the whole religious world wants you to think that suffering is God's way to teach you. No, suffering is a way to take you out. That's what it's meant for. The devil's way to take you out. That's what suffering's for. Jesus came to do what?
Bring life
and life more abundant. He came to turn all that stuff around. Religion messed that up. Well, you know, you never know what God's going to do. Well, read the Bible and you'll know.
Yeah.
Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil.
Oh.
Amen. Okay, so Jesus gave the, after he came, then when he ascended, he gave us who? Holy Spirit, right? So Holy Spirit's in the earth with us right now. And so he brings God's word. And sends God's word, and sends our words to God. He's the flow. He's like Siri, but way better. He can take an order and send it out. You know, he'll say, what you want to say? You tell him what you want to say, and you say, send it, send it. Well, right, am I right?
Yeah.
It's done, he'll say. But I have an Australian Siri, man. So I want to listen to that girl. Okay. You gotta have a man in there, so yeah. That's the man of my life. Praise the Lord. Okay. So he does what I say. So no, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. And everybody's going, now we know. Praise the Lord. We better move along on this. Okay. So number two, write this down. God's word will not return void. Why? Because it has the power within itself to bring itself to pass. You get that? It has the power within itself to bring itself to pass. Whatever it said, when he said, light be, it happened.
Yes. Glory.
It happened.
There you go.
The word has the power within itself to bring itself to pass. The word has the power within itself to bring itself to pass.
Yes.
Get that.
Yes.
Don't let go of that.
Glory.
We see what that means. It means that when you put God's word in your spirit and you're feeding on it, your faith can't fail. I was reading after Norval Hayes. He's such a great man of God. And he said, there's no Christian who asks God for something that won't get it. And I read that and I read it again and I read it again. And I thought, how many people really believe that? Because you have to believe that for it to happen. And in order to believe that that will happen, you will have had to have some word. And when you have some word that won't return void, you see that?
Yeah.
We have some word that won't return void, and it got in here, and it's not returning void because now you have faith.
Right. Yeah.
Then it happens.
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
It's not complicated.
Yeah.
It has to get in here. Good ground produces 30, 60, 100-fold return.
Amen.
The sower sowed the word.
Yep.
He sowed the word in your heart. Like, well, I thought that was talking about money. It's talking about everything. Everything. Everybody. Okay? It's talking about everybody. It's talking about everything. It's talking about how the kingdom works. Whether you're sowing word, whether you're sowing finances, whether you're sowing your behavior. Whatever. Moving along. Okay. So faith is that force that brings the manifestation of what you're hoping for into this realm from the spirit realm, right? Everybody here knows that by now. Okay, so words take on flesh, or they take on material matter, and they come and find you. They come and find you. Yeah. I've seen that happen so many times. Words are your connection.
Yes.
You can, by the way, you can find that out. I guess I got ahead of myself there, but Mark 4 and Luke 8 and Matthew 13 teaches about the sower sowing the word. If you need to know that, you can write that down. Some of you may be new to that. The word will give you an inner image of your success, and then it begins to grow.
Amen.
Yep. And listen, anointed preaching or anointing coming out of a preacher's mouth, saying things that they're saying them in their own words, but they're coming from the word of God. You know what I mean? They're just using more English language or something than we do. Those words will not return void if you'll take them. So I'm going to give you an example. I didn't know if I'd do this, but I'm going to stop right here and do it because I'm almost to my third point, and that's the last one. I was praying yesterday about my future, and I wanted to know, well, what do you want to do, Lord? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What do I want to do? And so I also got to praying into the finances, my finances, and I prayed into the finances of the church. And I said, well, you know. And so I just walked off and did something else, came back in a little while, read my Bible some more. But I was like, well, you know, and I'm going to find out what you know. So when I turned on Jesse Duplantis this morning, he said, And he's a guy you want to look at if you want to know about finances.
Right.
He said, don't just have a goal of being debt free. He said, however much you paid for your house and it's paid off, believe that you have that much liquid. Okay? Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Now, I happen to know that right now that there's an anointing to have funds ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's happening to us right here in this ministry. We have the funds to do what God tells us to do ahead of time and to sow ahead of time. So if you have more month than you do finances, that's going to start changing.
Yeah.
You need to put your faith on that. It's going to start changing. Because God's going to start setting you up where you've got it there. And when he calls on you to do it, it's there.
Yeah.
Like, let's just talk about this week. Like, go to the convention. Now, everybody here got funds to go. But one way or another, you got it. But what if you were new at this and or you're called to go to another meeting out to Pastor Nancy's or somewhere? Would that be there? If you were called to go to another country to speak to one person, could you go? If God sent you to Israel, could you go today? Could you? If God sent you out to California to speak to one person today, could you go? It's something to think about, is it? Could you actually go buy the ticket and go? If somebody needed you, could you go? If God called on you all of a sudden and he said, I want you to pay the church light bill, could you pay it? You're like, well, I don't know. How much is it? You don't want to know. But here's my point. Where are you? What can you do? Where will you go? What is possible? Because it's time to come up. So set your goals higher. So I was telling the people already this morning that we went to Switzerland and we saw the Matterhorn and it's just beautiful and amazing. And we went all the way to the top and went in the glacier and all that. And that was really cool. But on the way up there, there's this real pretty lake. And if you get off the gondola at this real pretty lake, there's, you can see the reflection of the Matterhorn in the lake. Now take that as a picture right now. Reflect your debt freedom with your bank account. Yeah. Reflect it. So this right here, we're sitting in $1.2 million. So $1.2 million in the bank. I'm not going to tell you how much my house is worth because it isn't any of your business. But whatever that is, I'm going to do that. And it's none of my business what yours is either. But whatever it is, do that. I know somebody in here said, I'll just go look it up. Yeah, we know people that do that. Well, I tell you, it's worth more than what you're going to see. But you see what I'm saying? Go ahead and get the bigger picture. And you don't need to just apply this to finances. Apply it to any part of your life. Get a reflection. I have this and I'm going to have this too. I have this. And make it a goal. Well, Pastor, I don't even have a house yet. Well, make a goal. Start with it. Start where you are. Believe God where you are. Tithe. Then God will send you some money. Praise the Lord. Okay, so now I want you to hear this and we'll start rolling down here. The word will give you an inner image of your success and then it begins to grow. Right? All of Satan's efforts are aimed at stopping the growing time. All of them. They're aimed at stopping the growing time because a seed is much easier to pluck out than a full grown tree. So when the sower sowed the word, Satan's coming immediately to steal the word. Immediately. So you might as well just get prepared for that so you can just knock him down. Because when you walk out of here, and I've seen come here, people come here and get all excited about the word. And when they left, Satan went after them, using religious people and all kinds, just whatever, the control layered or whoever, picking off people, Don't ever fall for that. That's the devil trying to get the word out of you. And then, you know, you can get, there's the stony ground and there's the thorny ground. You know, thorny ground gets all weeded up. You know, you have to weed your garden. You don't want any weed on your seed because it crowds it out. The cares of life will crowd out the word. Well, today this week, that's all going to be clearing out for us. Your garden's going to get real clean.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Grow some deep roots because, church, you are good ground.
Yes.
So his efforts are aimed totally at stopping the growing time. When the word is sown, he comes immediately with five weapons. Five. Choke the word. Affliction, persecution, cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, and lust of other things. Okay? Affliction, persecution, cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches. What is deceitfulness of riches? See, I told you money's the root of all evil. No, it's not. The love of money's the root of all evil. Deceitfulness of, it's just a tool. If you're making your hammer, your God, it's the same thing. Money's a tool. It's an amplifier in your life. But the thing about it is it's when you try to solve a spiritual problem with material things. That's what deceitfulness of riches is. When you try to solve a problem that is it's a spiritual thing, it's a soul thing, and you can cover it up and try to move on by whatever you're doing. Well, I'll just live in entertainment all the time. I'll just entertain myself all the time. Entertain. That's one way, right? Am I right? Are y'all here? I'll just ignore life. I could just do this. I can go here. I can do this. I can do that. And you're just going to entertain so you don't have to face anything. You see what I'm saying? All right. That's what deceitfulness of riches is. Lust of other things. You know what that is. I don't have to tell you. You just go after stuff that you don't have any business going after. You're anxious about it. You want to have it. You got to get it. You're going to, you know, I got to. That's mine. You know. Okay. So all these things can be rooted out really easily. All of them. If you will do Joshua 1:8, meditate on the word. Just meditate on the word. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate upon it day and night that you may observe to do all that is written therein. Then you will become successful and you'll prosper. That's how you'll prosper. The word will bring you real prosperity. There is a false prosperity. There's a big time false prosperity. A lot of people fake it, and their credit cards will show you how much they faked it. Yeah. Okay, Lord. So this is family. So I'll just tell you, you're going to have to grow past that. You're going to have to decide, I am not charging up a card to make myself look prosperous.
Amen. Amen.
Or to just do what I want to do. I'm going to get to go. I'll get the money somehow. That is not how to live.
Yeah.
The way to live is to prosper.
Yeah.
And then if you have a credit card, never charge over what you don't have to pay.
Right.
I mean, freeze that card or something. Put it up. But don't use it if you can't balance that out with what's in the bank. You're like, well, Pastor, you're getting kind of personal. Yes, because I want you to win. Church, I've been through all this. Years ago, my credit cards, I didn't make enough money where I worked. So my credit card was way up there. But God gave me a plan. And when I said, okay, I'm going to do this, then he gave me a job that got me out of debt. He'll do the same for you. He will get you out of debt if you will say, yes, I want to be. But if you're not going to say yes, and well, I don't care about it. I'm, you know, maybe someday. But if you want to be, which I'm telling you, probably going to be a really good idea in these last days to be out of debt.
Yes,
being covenant with nobody but God and your fellow, whoever you're in covenant with.
Yeah, that's good.
It'd be a whole lot better than signing your name. Well, how am I going to have a car? How am I going to have a house? I just told you how. Give, tithe, and believe. God will bring all the resource, all the source that you need, and you'll go up, up, up. But if you're not interested, then don't worry. It won't bother you. You could just stay in debt if you want to. You can keep going in the cycle if you want to. But if it's important to you, it was important to me. For one thing, I'm supposed to be an example to the church, right? And another thing, is it raining? And another thing, I don't want to be there.
Nope.
I want to be free.
Yes.
So I'm going to do, let's just all call it this, the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm working on, I've already worked this part. I'm going to work on this part.
Amen.
I'm going to get it. And when I say I'm going to work on it, I mean I'm going to follow God.
Right.
I'm going to follow God because he's going to show me how to do it. Number three, the word of God is alive and produces after its own kind. So it produces after itself, but it'll produce after its own kind. So understanding then would grow from the word. Do y'all get that? Faith would grow from the word and prophecy would grow from the word. It's producing after its own kind. The word is understanding. The word is prophetic. The word is full of faith, right? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So prophecy is all about God speaking your potential. Who got a prophetic word? Isaac did. Okay. What was in that word? So that wasn't, well, let's just bless little Isaac today and we'll just be sure. No, that was God saying, this is a launch. This is who you are. This is your potential. I'm calling you up. And he grabs hold of that. He takes it. And then God is able to begin to manifest that word. Some people, you give them a prophetic word and they go, well, I sure do hope that comes to pass. I sure do hope she's not a false prophet. Do you remember Balaam and Balak? We talked about them the other night. Okay, so Balak wants Balaam to prophesy a curse over Israel. But when Balaam rose up to take the shot, see, he was about to speak the word. But instead of cursing him, he blessed him. Look at Numbers 23:19. Thank you for putting that up there too, by the way. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Did y'all just get that?
That's good.
Yeah. He's not a man. He won't lie. If he said it, he'll do it. Okay? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? Behold, I've received commandment to bless. And he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
That's good.
That's what you need to be reminding the devil.
Amen.
That's what you need to be reminding of what tries to come out you and make you suffer. That's the curse. I'm not living in that. That's the curse. I'll not have it. He hath not beheld iniquity. Get this part now. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. So God conferred the blessing on Israel by speaking over Abraham. Am I right? So his word still stood as the generations came down. That's how strong his word is. Because Amanda's blessed, Katie's grandchildren will be blessed. Get that. It ain't going anywhere. It's moving, okay? Unless you just totally deny it. Now, so his word still stood, and the word sniper couldn't take any other shot but to load up with more blessing words. He couldn't take the shot. He's there. He's ready. They brought him in. He can't. He misses. That'll preach right there. Anyway. Okay. So now, but what I want you to notice, it says he found no iniquity in Israel. What? He found no iniquity in Israel. You know, I bet if you zoomed in right there that you could probably see somebody complaining or murmuring or maybe coveting some camels or something. Right? You could probably see something. I mean, something was going on probably. But notice he didn't see that. Why didn't he see it? Because he saw through the blood of bulls and goats in the Old Testament. He saw that there was a sacrifice made, so then they're not guilty. So the blessing stood because they're not guilty, because every year they made these sacrifices, right? So it didn't say they didn't have sin. It said God didn't see it. He saw the blood of bull and goats. So how does God see you? He sees no sin. He sees the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That's paid for all of our sins, past, present, future, forevermore. Everything you ever did, everything you've done today, and everything you will do tomorrow has already been taken care of. It's paid for.
Yep.
I don't advise that you just go out and practice sinning because it's paid for. Because you want to do what's right, do it right because it's right, because you love God, He's your Father, and because you love people, and because there is a devil out there that'll try to snare you in the lie of the curse.
True, true.
And that's where people get hung up, and y'all know that. So, He sees you through the blood of Jesus. So today, God's not looking at your failure. Nope. Turn to somebody and say, hey, God's not looking at your failure. Got it? He's not looking at your failure. He's giving you words that you can receive to build your potential. He's giving you words you can receive to build your potential. You have potential. And the good news is you don't have to do it by yourself. You don't have to come up with it. God has plenty to give you. To work on your character, to bless you, to give you wisdom, to show you the way, so that you don't have to come up with it.
Yeah.
Because some of the things you come up with are probably not going to be all that great. Ask me how I know. I've done some dumb stuff. But I've also done some good stuff. And you know why? Because He prompted me to.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes you got to take a few chances with God. Amen. Amen. But He'll give you the words that'll build your potential. You know, red circle around your name. Y'all know the story. Or he'll start tracking you when you say yes. Notice there was a call from the Holy Spirit through Jesse today saying, go ahead and submit.
Yeah.
What's he wanting? Is he saying, I'm going to tear your life up now. Just give it to me. No, he's saying, come get on this trek with me, because I've got something good on this path. So just submit. Come on, just submit. Just put your flesh down and get on this trail, because we're going somewhere. That's what that submission thing is. And when you do that, then He sets up encounters along the way. You're going to have an encounter when you... I keep feeling that hits me every time I say that. This week, you'll have an encounter.
Amen.
You'll have a favor encounter. Something will happen this week. I'm going to go ahead and be Brother Roberts today. Something good is going to happen to you. Yeah, it is. Something good is going to happen. Amen. Amen. Well, you don't know what I had to go through to get here even just this morning. I don't know how I did it. You have no idea what I went through. Ask Amanda. I made my whole plan this morning not to get my shoes wet or get dirty, or when I packed the car or turn on our irrigation system and all that. I had it all planned out. I went out there in my jammies, turned on the irrigation system, got it all ready. John knows they're spread all over the property, right, John? Got all ready, everything to you. Got packed it in the car so I wouldn't sweat in my clothes, you know, and doing all that kind of stuff. Got it all ready. Got out, got in the car. Pulled out of the driveway, and the garage door wouldn't close. So you know what that is. It's those little lies down there. So I had to get out and clean them off, and spider webs are falling on me. So, just getting all over. Four times it wouldn't close. So I remember seeing what John did. He just went in there and did it manually. So I pulled that thing and went down and walked out through the wet grass and got in the car and came. So what? You can't let that kind of stuff ruin your day.
That is right.
That just gave me an opportunity to put him in his place.
Boom.
Right?
That's good. That's good.
Don't mess with me.
That's right.
I'm telling you, don't mess with us.
That's right.
You got something to say to this girl? There's somebody bigger behind me.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Anyway, John, the doors. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful for the word. I'm so grateful for the word. It'll change your life. I'm telling you, I was raised in church. I quit church. I went to the pool hall. I went to the bar. I did all that stuff. I came back to church. I met some blessed people that who helped me, sweet, sweet people that I got to be in their church for a while and got baptized with the Holy Spirit. But still, after a while, it just wasn't working. But when I met the Word people, it changed my life forever. When I found out the Word could bring itself to pass, it changed my life forever. When I found out that God was good and that He didn't kill my mama and daddy. When I found those things out, my life turned. I quit having manic Mondays.
Oh yeah.
And terrible Tuesdays.
Yep.
And I don't know what we're going to do on Wednesday and how we're going to eat on Thursday. My life just started climbing just like this. And it's still climbing, still climbing. We went from poor. We were poor, y'all. Y'all know what vermicelli is? That's what we were eating. I know you know what it is. Me, my children, Deb's children, we were all eating vermicelli. Remember Barbaritos down at the... You remember those? We ate those all the time. I mean, we didn't have any money. We didn't have anything. We were broke. But when we got the word of faith, it started changing. Because you know why? Because we changed what we were saying. We changed what we were believing. And God brought us up, and then we became an influence to people. And then we've influenced over 20,000 people a year just by this church, the outreaches, and going around and preaching and stuff. But for years now, for 30-something, 40 years almost, God changed our life because of the Word, y'all. Understanding the Word. Amen. The Spirit of God, being involved with Word and Spirit. And that's what we're going to get this week. So when people say, I can't believe y'all go up and spend y'all money to go spend it a week sitting and listen to people talk when you could be on vacation. I can. Because it'll change your life again. Every word that you hear, you'll just be spitting nails and bullets by Tuesday morning. You'll get so packed up full of the word that nothing can stop you. You're just focused in on what God will do. And that's why we do what we do here. That's why you hear me repeat things over and over to you, because you got to keep the word alive on the inside of us, on you. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord, that your word will not return void. We know that it reflects the invisible and we can see it, which makes the impossible come to pass. We thank you, Lord. We're putting our faith on it now, Lord. We're going to have our Matterhorns, not only in finances, but in our health. Father, we thank you that we're not only going to maintain the right weight, but we're going to have health in the right weight. We're going to maintain eating the right food. We're going to maintain all those things. We're going to move forward in those things. We're going to move forward in our finances. We're going to move forward in helping people and influencing people and growing and becoming great, increasing more and more us and our children. Yes. We thank you for that, Lord. And Father, we thank you. If there be any person in here who needs something fixed even today, that you would give them the wisdom in Jesus' name. Yes. And it would come through quickly. We believe you for it, because any person who believes God and asks him, you'll do it. Yeah. Jesus told us that if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it for you. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done. I'm asking you to bless this people this morning in Jesus' name. Yes. Those of you watching online, we love you. Have a wonderful week. Please turn into the to the convention. You're going to thoroughly enjoy it. That's our fathers that'll be, and mothers that'll be preaching to us. So God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye bye. Praise the Lord.
Kim Stevenson just texted and wanted to know how many super kids we've got coming.
Now that's the favor of God, y'all. KCM just texted and said, Kim, our friend, and said, how many super kids are coming?
So can we give her a count?
Do we know?
How
many are coming? We'll do it after church. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Now we have probably more 1440s this year that are coming than kids, I think. Praise the Lord. Okay, church, here's what we have to do. In about 2 minutes, I'm going to ask every parent that has a child in children's church to go get their children. Okay. Then we need to remove everything from our seats here. And we are all going to help take all of these chairs into the children's church when the children get out of the way. And so if you would please take your children back into the coffee shop. Did y'all see how pretty the floor is starting to look? Okay, so they're going to finish it while we're gone. Okay, so, but we have to get all of this out of here, so we're asking you to help. Now, we don't need the chairs stacked any higher than 5, okay? So you can take the chair off, put it on top of another chair, and you can stack them 4 or 5 high, and we'll start pulling them through that door, that back door, into the children's church, okay? I also need 2 men volunteers to roll these rugs up. 2 men volunteers who will roll the rugs up. Okay, Kyle and Larry, okay? Kyle and Larry, roll the rugs up. Art, can you take this out for me? Put it over there in the room. Who will take the flags out of here? Who can carry the flags? Amanda, okay? Kevin, will you help? Okay. And then John will actually take care of, is that how you want to do it, John? John's going to take care of the equipment for us, okay, after we all get out of here, because it's very delicate, and he'll take care of all the sound stuff. And so when you come back, we're going to have nice new floors, and the chairs will be back. So on Friday, or hopefully he'll be done. Jesse, do we know when he's going to finish? Okay. Well, I hope he's done by Sunday. So I think he'll probably be done by Friday, but either Friday or Saturday, we have to put all the chairs back in so we can have church. So we may be calling some of you up here to help put them back, okay? All right, let's stand up. Everybody good? Everybody know what to do, little army? So now don't hurt yourself. If you're not a lifter, don't pick them up. But if you can lift, we're going to take them. We're going to move them. And then we are all, how many of y'all are getting on the road today? Okay. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over the travel of our people. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for safety. We thank you that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty today, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers, and Father dear, as we go on.